past 7 after the hour, another hour here at the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He is the medical expert on the Good Day program, and you hear him during the course of the week several times with his daily dose of important information developments, if you will, results of his scouring through many of the different reference materials that are out there and passing this along to you so that you'll have working knowledge of how these things that are going on, the developments, may affect you and your health and well-being. Please feel free to dial 888-55-DR-KEN right now. You can also email Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. Let's move along to Sally, who's in Vero Beach, another TTB listener. Hi, Sally.
Hi. About 2 years ago, my daughter went to have her exam, and she said, great, my pap is okay. But the doctor had recommended, because the blood test was a CA-125, and recommended that she have an ultrasound, sonogram, whatever. She's of age, she's 50 years old, and I can't pick her up and take her myself. And she kept putting it off and putting it off, and finally, 2 years later, she had an ultrasound, and they said, you have cancer. Now, my question to you is, she is now evidently coming along pretty much toward big-time stuff, and she has a doctor now who finally got the ultrasound, and she still is sort of in denial. Her stomach became distended, and they just removed, after having quite a while of this stomach problem, removed 8 liters of fluid. And just from what I've read, that's pretty far along in a problem. It suggested that it's ovarian cancer, and I just wonder at what stage now. I finally got her to an oncologist, and she's hoping for the appointment. I hope he accepts her, knowing that all this fluid was in her stomach, and some doctor has said, well, just go to a hospice.
Sally,
sort of in a joking way.
Right, Sally. Gosh, this is just a nightmare story, Mom. Gosh, and this is how we were talking earlier about how denial can just really create a catastrophe. First of all, when you get an ultrasound done, if there's any concern when you're trying to diagnose ovarian cancer, which is a real killer if it's not treated as soon as possible, you know, you have to first get a good pelvic examination. That's why, you know, women need to see a good gynecologist on a regular basis, get a good thorough pelvic examination. And then if there's any concern, an ultrasound is done. And then you don't stop there. If the ultrasound is concerning, you need to make a tissue diagnosis. You have to have some surgery to remove some samples of the tissue for evaluation, and the pathologist will look at the material and tell you yes or no, is this cancer. You mentioned something about a CA-125 blood test. This doesn't diagnose ovarian cancer. It tells you, once you get the diagnosis of ovarian cancer, whether it's spreading or you have it under control. The CA-125 level, it can be elevated in ovarian cancer, but there are non-cancer issues which also can elevate the C-125. So an ultrasound and an elevated C-125 does not diagnose ovarian cancer.
The thing was, that is why her doctor at the time suggested she go get a sonogram, because he said
after the sonogram, but there was another step. That was the right thing, yes. First you
do
the ultrasound.
But she didn't do it. She said, oh, I don't think they know what they're talking about.
Well, this is denial, and now she sounds like it sounds like, unfortunately, that this is probably at least stage three, where it involves the abdomen. It sounds like she has what we call ascites fluid in the abdomen. But I don't know whether she has any cancer in organs beyond the abdomen, such as the liver or the lungs. And this would be stage four. So I would see an oncologist yesterday, which is a cancer doctor, which it sounds like that's what she's doing. And I would get involved with a good gynecologist, and between the two doctors, figure out what are the options at this point. You're in Vero Beach. I would get her up to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville yesterday, Sally.
Well, the doctor that she had was suggesting Moffitt in Tampa.
That's
that
fine.
Hospital.
That's
it's just
yes.
for cancer.
Excellent choice.
And they couldn't get her an appointment for like 3 or 4 weeks, so I said, let's go locally. So I finally got an oncologist up in Melbourne, and hopefully he will accept her and get an appointment.
You know, Moffitt, I was thinking, you know, geographically, probably Jacksonville is even closer to you, isn't it?
No. Melbourne's 25 miles away.
No, Melbourne, I know. I said then Tampa, not Melbourne. I would go.
Tampa's 120 miles away.
Right, but Jacksonville, the Mayo Clinic, that's where I'd be heading, Sally.
Well,
that's closer to you than
I
Tampa.
I'm hoping that she will be accepted by this doctor,
okay.
oncologist in Melbourne.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. 888-553-7536.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Call and you don't listen. There's a disconnect there somehow or other.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
888.
I mean that politely, but everybody listening got it.
Yeah, except her. 888-553-7536. Here's an email from Betty Noble, who writes, Dr. Ken, I sure do miss your program since you're not on WAPI in Birmingham anymore. I hope she finds this on... there's plenty of ways of finding it. As a matter of fact, the Good Day program is on every day, including on the weekends, and you can listen to it online at DougStephan.com. There are all kinds of apps that people have. TuneIn Radio is a great one, a great service. RadioAmerica.org. Lots of different ways of hearing the program. Radio stations change format. They change ownership. They change management. They change their ideas. So we add a station. Sometimes we lose a station. That's just the way it is. So anyway, this lady has a mysterious question, Ken. Have you ever heard of a bug bite that has produced hard pains as opposed to sharp pains, which come and go? And they've kept me awake for the last couple of nights. I'm 78, lost my husband, I have to do all the outside work, so I've been bitten by every kind of bug. Also, I've had poison ivy infection, so I know that it's not that. I began with a red circular bite, size of a dime. It's a tick bite, I'm guessing. Ken, yeah?
Or a spider bite. Spider bites are often get hard.
And so what do you do, more importantly, about this problem?
Well, you want to make sure that there's no infection there, and you want to make sure there's nothing there that needs to be drained. And so I would have this examined by a physician. Obviously, you want to cleanse the wound, and she needs medical attention.
Now, this is one of the things that we're getting today is the urgency. There are a number of people who have called with problems, and one of the good things about being able to call to a program like this is you hear what Dr. Ken has to say, and then you take action. And in several instances, I think 3 or 4 of the calls we've had so far today require immediate attention and immediate action. And, you know, a lot of times, because we're on the weekend, you can't find that immediate attention, immediate action, because most of the capable, or I shouldn't say capable, but most of the experienced doctors don't work on the weekend. Or if they are, I'm thinking about a friend of mine who's an osteo path, and he was on call every third weekend. There were three people in the practice, and every third weekend, he was the guy who went to the hospital and fixed up broken shoulders and arms, car accidents, you know, people falling off of bikes, whatever you do. That stuff doesn't stop on the weekend.
I think a sign of a good quality practice is that the doctor is either available or more likely and more humanely has a coverage in somebody, either that doctor or somebody that that doctor has selected and feels comfortable and trusts will be covering their practice, because no one can work 24/7, 365. So that's a question you want to ask when you go to the doctor, is what do you do about coverage in the evening or on the weekends?
Right. 888-553-7536. Well, I have a moment here. Let's touch on some of the drug news. You and I talked about this earlier in the week. As skeptical as I am, and frankly pretty negative about the FDA, I see all kinds of new drugs being approved, and so I'd rather me throw my two cents over there. What's the story here?
A lot of new drug news, and then I also want to mention what I think is the most fascinating bit of health news this week. But the FDA was very busy this week. It's amazing how many new drugs they have approved, and this might be some hope for a lot of people. They approved this highly anticipated weight loss pill, Quizmia, and this is an effective drug. In the two studies, people lost between 6.7% and 8.9% of their body weight by taking the drug for a year. This is a combination of two old drugs, believe it or not, fentanyl and topiramate. Fentanyl, it's a stimulant that suppresses the appetite, and topiramate is actually an anticonvulsant, and it makes people feel more satisfied after eating. There are some issues with these two drugs when they're in combination. They will increase the heart rate in most people, so there are people who definitely should not be taking these drugs if you have a history of circulation problems, heart disease. If you've had a stroke, this is definitely not a drug that you want to take. It also can cause birth defects, so women who are pregnant definitely should not be taking this. People with glaucoma, hyper, too much thyroid, it's also not recommended for these people to take it. If you do take it, please monitor your heart rate when you start the drug and also when you increase the dose.
All right, so there are other items here, but we have to pause for a moment or two. As they, what do they say? There's a pause in the baseball game. You love baseball. There's a pause in the action on the field. So we have time for these words. And Dr. Ken continues. 888-553-7536 here. A good day weekend.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard-of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top-name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Thick 12-millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Prefinished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
It's the Good Day Weekend program, Good Day Health, the Good Day Health newsletter. Dr. Ken edits this. Make sure you make yourself, if you're interested in the latest news, this week it's all about cardio stuff, which is Ken's specialty, right? And one of the questions about low-dose aspirin, I still am baffled by whether to do that or not do that, because one time you hear, yeah, do it, another time, no.
Depends on your risk profile.
Yeah, right. You got to know who you are, what your body's doing. 21 after the hour on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick, and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Why can't I feel
23 after the hour now on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here taking your calls at 888-553-7536. Before we get back to your important calls, here is another item that affects mothers or moms-to-be, Ken.
Mom, this is important information. If you're thinking about getting pregnant or you're pregnant, first, what you should do, this is from the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology this week, the children of those who eat peanuts and tree nuts while pregnant, they're less likely to develop asthma or allergies than kids whose mothers shun nuts while pregnant. So, Mom, you want to eat a lot of nuts. And also, what you should not do, Mom, this is out of the PLOS One Journal, marijuana use prior to pregnancy greatly raises a woman's risk of premature birth. Use of marijuana prior to becoming pregnant more than doubles one's risk of a preterm birth. So a lot of peanuts and nuts and no marijuana, Mom.
There you go, Mom. No, lots of peanuts. That certainly, yeah, and you wonder, again, because of all the attention given to allergies, are they real? Or are they, you know, kind of these things that are psychosomatic? As when you and I were kids, did you know anybody who had a peanut allergy?
I did not. And
no. Neither did
the
I.
Ones where they really have the true anaphylaxis, where the medical emergency, you know, there's the theories that, you know, we're just too hyper clean when they're growing up, all that, blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah. There's not enough dirt under the kids'
not
fingernails.
Not enough stimulation of the immune
right.
system.
And is this everybody's being protected, is afraid of everything. The news media screws up everybody psychologically and otherwise, and you get afraid of. I mean, I can't, even in my little ice cream store on the farm, we have a sign up. Well, there may be nuts. Be careful if you have allergies. I mean, this is craziness.
Well, it's our government. A little bit of dirt when you're young may be helpful.
Good. A little manure helps, too. I found that to be the case. Mario is in Los Angeles listening to KFWB. Mario, hi.
Hi, Dr. Kent. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Mario.
What's going on with you, sir?
I was telling your screener earlier that I had a test done in March of this year. I had a smoke on because I had acid reflux, and they went in there to check my esophagus. But anyways, they ended up picking up some polyps from my stomach, and when I was having the smoke done, I could actually hear them talking. They said that I had a lot of them, and they removed, I think, about six of them, and they were tested, and they came back as fibroids. I was wondering if you can tell me a little bit about that.
Sure, Mario. Let's do this real quick. This is very important. Stomach polyps, most people have no idea what we're talking about. Mario, they're masses of cells. They form on the inside lining of your stomach. They're also called gastric polyps. And fortunately, they're pretty rare. They don't usually cause any signs or symptoms, and they're often discovered, as your case, by accident, such as when your doctor is examining that area of the body, the stomach, for some other reason. And what causes this? There's several reasons. It's usually just a response to inflammation or other damage to the lining of the stomach. But what's very important is the type of polyp. There's three different kinds of polyps. The one that causes cancer is the adenoma. The other two, the hyperplastic polyp and the fundic gland polyp, do not cause cancer.
Really?
So even later on, even though they're fibroid, they won't turn into cancer later?
As long as they told you that they weren't the adenomas, those are the ones that usually turn into the cancer.
Okay.
You know, I can't tell you absolutely. In medicine, there's few absolutes, but it's quite unlikely that these others will. Did the GI, the stomach doctor, say they wanted to take another look at another time because you had so many of these?
Yes, he wants me to come back in a year.
I think that's a good idea. You know, what is the risk factors for these? Are things just as you get older, after 50 and older, you can have a bacterial stomach infection. I would definitely get them to check you for H. pylori if that's present. Antibiotics easily clears it up. There's an inherited colon cancer syndrome that can cause this. And also certain medications. People who are on these PPIs for too long a period of time, like the Nexium, the Prevacid, the Prilosec, prolonged use of these longer than what the doctor tells you can actually lead to these gastric polyps.
Well, that's what he told me. I was on Prevacid. I was taking two Prevacid solute tests a day, and he told me not to take them anymore.
Exactly.
To use something over the counter. He said that was what was causing it. So
you want to use something like Zantac instead?
Yeah, that's what I'm using now.
Okay, great. Yeah, just talk to him about the Zantac that you're taking and make sure that he knows that.
All right, sir. Okay. There you go. Good. That's the kind of, what a wonderful, helpful call. That's the kind of stuff that we love. Somebody who's listening, attentive, kind of knows a bit about what's going on. That's always the danger because, as we say, Ken, a lot of people are out of touch with their bodies. And then when they find out they have to be, they need to be, they don't know what to do.
That was a great call.
Yeah, it was. All right, we continue. 888-553-7536. In the next half hour, we're going to deal with something that a lot of people are going to find important. This product called Prilosec. It's actually some people might say it's a godsend, but it'll help a lot of people. You got a heartburn, you need to listen until the next few minutes. If you're a barbecuer, you need to listen to the next few minutes as the Good Day Weekend continues with Dr. Ken, half past the hour.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now 33 minutes after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. Ken and I have such a great relationship. I sometimes get carried away with my enthusiasm for certain things. And I was looking at one piece of paper and I was in the back of my head, wait a minute. We have somebody here who is an expert in a problem that I have, frankly, and that many people who are listening right now have. That's why when I said what I did, I discount, erase, Michael, the last 60 seconds of the last half hour, okay? The issue of what's going on in your brain as you get older, and Ken and I have talked about this a great deal. As a matter of fact, we've had Mark Underwood on this program before, and I don't know, Mark, I'm going to bring you in here, whether it was in conjunction with what I had just found out about what was going on in my brain. The essence of what to do either to cure Alzheimer's or to prevent it. And thus my quick story, because we certainly want to focus on you, but the thing that sort of struck a lot of people who listened to this program was my own experience going to a company called Seriscan. I don't know if you know them, Mark, in Denver or not. They do a lot of brain research, and they've been very involved in this latest fiasco with the NFL and the damages that are happening to football players and soccer players and hockey players and wrestlers and boxers and all that other stuff. So as I talked about them on the air, I was invited to go and have a brain scan, which I did. And the results of the brain scan were troubling. Not that I expected them, but that's what I got. And so, as a result of that, I have had with Ken and on my own in my weekday program a lot of conversations about where we all may be going if you're losing your memory, and that really isn't what's going on with me. I think we all, and this is part of the problem, Ken, we all, as we get older, have these little things that we're going to forget. We all call somebody and forget why we called them. And maybe we forget where we put the keys or stuff like that. It's more, sometimes it has to do with short-term memory, long-term memory. So I was told that the way my brain looked in this scan, that if I didn't do something that was proactive, in the next 7 to 10 years, I would probably have the beginnings or be demonstrating early Alzheimer's or dementia. And so I've taken a lot of steps to work around that, and there's some people who read the scan and say, nah, that's not really what this is all about. But what happens psychologically to somebody if you see this in your parents, or if you've seen it with a friend, or you, I mean, it's happening so much now that the world is crying for a way to deal with this. And that's why it's important to have you here, Mark. I hope I didn't bore you with my story. I wonder what brought you around. You're the president of Quincy Bioscience, and this is the organization, this is the company that's dealing with this and trying to find a cure. And you've come up with this supplement called Prevagen, which is certainly something Ken and I say I should be on. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you. You know, very much like you, I've got a family history of Alzheimer's. And, you know, seeing the changes in my own grandfather really compelled me to get involved in this research many, many years ago. But seeing the many people that are, you know, literally seeing struggles with how they remember, mm-hmm. whether it becomes debilitating or just annoying, it's all sort of the same to me. I like to see people have better memories and have better brain health overall. And with what we've discovered in our research, we've really got a nice natural way to help people be smarter. I mean, literally, have better memory. And we've seen that in our clinical trials, and we're excited about being able to share that message, because prevention is certainly the key to keep these issues from becoming greater issues as we grow older. And if we can address the shortness of memory that we have when we're 40 or 50, it's going to play really well when we get to be 60, 70, or 80.
Can I just, hi Mark, Dr. Ken, may I just add, because this is so timely, this past week was the annual meeting of the Alzheimer's Association, which you may know, and there were two reports there which makes what you're talking about even so much more important to all of us. What they reported this week, amazing to me, is that the state of mild cognitive impairment, which I know you know all about, which often precedes dementia, it's associated with a wide array of negative health effects. This mild cognitive impairment, which Doug was alluding to, it's defined as the stage between normal forgetfulness due to aging and the development of dementia. But people with this mild cognitive impairment, they don't necessarily progress to dementia all the time, but they have mild issues with thinking and memory, and that they don't necessarily keep them from doing their daily activities, but they're three times more likely to die than those who remain mentally healthy, and also they tend not to go outside in the world and interact with others. So this is why it's so important that we all listen to all this information. Very important.
Well, you're right. There's quite a difference in the types of memory loss that people can have. They're very much on this spectrum, if you'd allow that term, from walking into a room and forgetting where you're going, which would be sort of the one side of the spectrum, all the way to advanced dementia or Alzheimer's, which would be the other side. And we've really narrowed it down to a process that's changing inside the brain that causes that memory loss on either side and in the middle of that spectrum. And it has to do with how certain proteins process information inside the brain. And we lose these proteins in the aging process. And that's a very vital element of understanding. I had the chance, actually last summer, when that Alzheimer's conference was in Paris, to present the results from our clinical study. And what we found is that by replacing a very important type of protein, it's called a calcium binding protein, and getting that protein back into the brains of individuals that had suffered memory loss or were concerned about memory loss, we showed about a 30% improvement in their cognition. And this is a very simple type of protein that's normally made, like I mentioned, in the human brain, but we've been able and have discovered an outside source of this protein. It actually was originally discovered in a species of jellyfish, and it's using this natural protein that, as we replace what's lost, we've been able to see really big cognitive benefits. And that's, of course, the technology that we've incorporated into the product that we manufacture, which is called Prevagen, which really works really nice to help people get back their mental confidence and reduce those memory problems that they previously had.
What is there about what goes on? Can you help us understand what's going on in the brain? I wonder if during all of this research that you have actually dug around, and I've become a little dangerous because of my own testing and the stuff that I saw. So not everybody's going to be able to get that, but we ought to understand how our brain works, proteins and things.
Well, I'll make it even simpler because I know exactly where you're going. You know, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you're tuning in a radio dial, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, when you have the station you want, everything's crisp and clear, right?
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you took it to a click to the right or a click to the left, there's a good chance you get a lot of static, right? You just made a very small change, and next thing you know, you've lost the message. You've lost your ability to listen into the show, which I'm not recommending people do right now. But the point is that you can make very small changes, very subtle changes to an instrument, you know, to this radio dial, and you can totally lose the message. Well, inside the brain, you have some very delicate checks and balances that are going on. And when you lose the protein, it's like you've gone a click to the next, you know, spot on the dial where the information, you can sort of hear it, but it's really fuzzy. It's not coming in clearly. When you replace the protein, it's like you've gotten back your radio station. And you just made a very small adjustment. I mean, by adding this protein, it's not like you've taken, an enormous amount of substance to make the change. But by adding the protein, you help to balance out all those brain cells. And it's like you've dialed back in that radio station, and everything just goes boom. It's clear as a bell. And you're focused again, and you can remember again. Because you've balanced, in a sense, what's going on inside the brain again. And that's really the power of how Prevagen works. No, that's not the extensive, detailed explanation of the biochemistry that's involved, but that's really very analogous to what's going on. It helps you to tune in the brain by making very subtle adjustments that allows the brain to work much, much better.
All right, so the ingredients. There are a lot of people who say, okay, I'll tell you, there are four or five things that I got on. Ken and I talked about this extensively on and off the air, whether vitamin D is helpful, but we've gotten on to discuss the fish oil and lots of other things. So why, rather than me go through bit by bit and piece by piece, tell us what's in this supplement called Prevagen.
Well, the specific ingredient is called apoquorin. And it's a unique calcium-binding protein. It's the same protein that I mentioned was discovered in jellyfish. It literally was discovered back in 1962. So it's like this is a technology that's really 50 years old. And this is also the same ingredient that was the focus of the 2008 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. So there's a lot of history behind this. But that is the particular calcium-binding protein that helps to bring this balance back into the brain. So it's a very unique protein. It's patented. It's in our formulation called Prevagen. It's not available anywhere else. And it's this particular protein that the research has been done on that demonstrates that when it's taken on a daily basis, and this is compared to placebo in clinical trials, you start to see about a 30% difference in the performance and the functionality of the brain. So it's a very safe compound. There's no harmful side effects. And it's very similar to what we lose in the human brain as we grow older. Yeah, it happened to in a different species, but
so not to interrupt you. So the jellyfish itself, the ingredients that you have found, the work that this Nobel Prize winner did, isolated something in the jellyfish brain.
Well, the jellyfish nervous system. They technically don't have a brain, but
no, I didn't think they did. But
what they use to keep them healthy and alive in their nervous system has been studied by scientists. And we've demonstrated that it has an effectiveness in the human brain or the human condition.
Isn't that amazing? Who in the name of God woke up one morning and said, let's take apart a jellyfish to see...
Mark, could you back it up a second? And just so everyone understands, why is calcium accumulation as we get older so important to be dealt with so that our brain functions properly?
Well, this calcium change happens because we lose the proteins that otherwise manage the calcium. And that's what these calcium-binding proteins do. If we don't manage it properly, it actually causes the brain cells to sort of short-circuit. And calcium works in the human brain a lot like electricity works in a computer. It needs to be very tightly regulated and balanced. And when it's not, it causes what's called excitotoxic cell death. It's part of what kills the brain cells. Now, it's not because you've taken in too much calcium. That's not a problem at all. But when you lose the ability to regulate the calcium in the aging process, that's when it leads to these types of problems.
Okay, so let's stop right there for a second. Let's go back, as Ken, I don't want to keep going back, but let's understand the concept here, because many people think as they grow older, they need to supplement with more calcium. I haven't owned a dairy farm. I drink a little of my raw milk, or I have ice cream and that sort of thing. And you look at many instances, I mean, you see calcium supplements, you get to be this age, your bones get brittle, sure. Take more calcium. So it sounds like we're endangering ourselves. We need the calcium, but...
No, the calcium is not the problem, guys. You can take all the calcium in the world that you want. But what happens is that you lose the proteins that manage the calcium inside the brain, inside the nervous system. And that's the depletion that we have. So I don't want anyone scared to take calcium. It's technically what's causing this issue inside the brain, but it's not because you have too much. It's because it's unregulated. Mm-hmm. When you add the calcium-binding protein, you help to balance out the calcium. You help to make the brain work better, and that's where you see the good clinical results.
Which is what you found in the jellyfish nervous system.
That's right. So we've simply observed in nature how a species survives, and we stole the idea from them. That's as simple as it goes.
What would happen if you just ate jellyfish?
Well, you'd have to eat a couple tons to really get the effect of swallowing one pill.
Let's bring a truckload of jellyfish in, and we'll have a big barbecue, jellyfish for everyone.
That's not going to taste very good.
No, it's not.
You're
going to
overeat. But yeah, that's the point.
It's
one little protein found in the jellyfish, so it's very inconsequential in terms of its size.
You can hear my enthusiasm for this. The product is called Prevagen. We're going to tell you how to get this product before we're done here in our conversation. We're talking about what you need to know about what's going on in your brain, what you need to know about this supplement. Mark Underwood is the president of Quincy Bioscience, and the discussion of the scientist who went into work on jellyfish and all the work that he did, what we found out. So we've had people on this program talking about things like calamari. I'm just thinking about all the things that are in the sea that mm-hmm. might be similar to this, and whether or not, are there enough jellyfish? Because I'm figuring, are you taking the jellyfish themselves, or you're just creating the compound that was in the jellyfish?
All we've done with the jellyfish is we've identified what makes them work so well. Then we use a fermentation process to actually make the protein. So there's no jellyfish that die. There's no danger of running out of jellyfish in the ocean. We just need the one little protein.
Uh-huh.
And by getting that protein and making that, which is, made in our manufacturing facilities, everyone who gets it gets the exact same thing. It's a very safe and quality-controlled process. It doesn't harm the environment, and it is natural, and that is the design is exactly the same as God put on the planet in the jellyfish.
Mark, what's been done to prove that Prevagen actually makes the brain healthier, the mind sharper, and protects memories? What proof do you have?
Oh, we've got a half a dozen clinical trials that have been performed that show benefits for cognition in different conditions. We've actually even done some clinical trials in canines, demonstrating that this protein helps dogs to have better memory and better focus and better attention. So there's a lot of research that's been conducted. And again, this is something that was discovered back in the 1960s, so we've got about 50 years, actually more than 50 years now, of data related to its safety and its effectiveness. So it's a very unique product that's now become very popular. And the key thing is that, in addition to what we're talking about showing up in clinical trials, when people take Prevagen, they simply start to feel better. It just takes a matter of a couple weeks.
Right.
More focused and more confident.
I want to pause for a moment here. We're going to continue this conversation in a few moments. But those of you who are listening and you're intrigued with the concept of Prevagen, here's how you get it. You dial this toll-free number, which is 888-814-0814. How can you find anything better than that? Easier to remember. 888-814-0814. And you get two bottles at the regular price. The third one comes to you free. There are discounts for seniors. This is a product for people of all ages. I'm going to get on it immediately. and stay on it. And I'm going to get everybody that I know, because as Mark was pointing out, this stuff sometimes runs in families, and it sounds like it makes Ken nothing but sense to have this. This is a problem that so many are facing. Why not take proactive action and get on the horn? 888-814-0814. Two bottles of Prevagen for the regular price. Third one is free. 888-814-0814.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Past the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert for the Good Day Show during the week here, and our conversation is focusing on your brain and the people that you may or may not know who have had to deal with Alzheimer's, the science here, and that's what Ken likes about product. That's one of the reasons that Mark Underwood from Quincy Bioscience is here, because we can say comfort and security. Now, this thing has been vetted scientifically. We're talking about a product called Prevagen. And if it were not for that fact, Mark wouldn't be here, because Ken only gets involved if there's science behind these conversations. So, Mark, I guess that's a good thing all the way around.
That's why we're here. We've done good science, and that's what's led to the development of a product. And just for a little clarification, you know, the goal for this, of course, with brain health, is to help people that have memory issues, you know, have them resolved as soon as possible. So this is not a product yet that's for Alzheimer's disease. It's something that if you address memory issues when you're 40 or 50, research says that that's probably going to help you out in the future. But I just want to be clear, everyone, we haven't proven anything for disease, and I don't want them just die.
That was my mistake, because the research that was done by the scientists on the jellyfish led to the conclusion that what was there could be a possible cure for Alzheimer's at some point. We're not saying Prevagen is.
Yeah.
We're saying that those things that are sort of in Prevagen.
Research. I just didn't want anybody else.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's a good thing.
Mark,
Could
you just expand on that a little bit more? Describe again, who's the ideal candidate for taking Prevagen?
You know, it's really probably someone that's over the age of 40. They've realized that their memory is not as strong as it used to be when they were younger, 5 or 10 years ago. Maybe they're struggling at work to keep up with meetings. Maybe, you know, it's someone who's literally forgetting things that they're supposed to pick up at the grocery store. I mean, casual things like that are really the underlying symptoms that can grow and grow. Maybe you walk into a room and you're frustrated, you forget what you're doing. I mean, those are the types of individuals that really benefit the most. And, of course, people that have more, I guess, diagnosed or more severe forms of memory loss where it's a health issue certainly benefit from PrevVision. So there's a wide array of people that see the benefit. Our clinical trials show that, I mean, even the dogs got smarter. I mean, it's sort of funny to think about that.
No, but it's because we all love our dogs. I'm looking at my 12-year-old English bulldog, who seems as sharp as could be, and I want her to stay here as long as possible, and whatever issues we may have as humans, the dogs have, I get this stuff for her. People laugh at me when I give her the same supplements that I take. I think that's necessary.
And there's a version of Prevagen called Nutrix that's available and has been for several years now in veterinarian practices.
All right, good. So we have that. What's it called again? Let's make a note of that.
Oh, it's called Nutrix.
Nutrix. And how do you spell that?
N-E-U-T-R-I-C-K-S.
All right.
If you want to be able to have an old dog, learn new tricks. So it's pretty easy to remember.
So is that available at the same number we would call to get at Prevagen?
Certainly. You can call that or stop at your local veterinarian, you know, and it's carried in veterinarian practices all over the country.
Is Prevagen available over the counter in drugstores and supermarkets, that kind of thing as well?
Yeah. Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid. Mm-hmm. It's available in any of those chains nationwide.
Yep.
It's easiest, and then we have a special offer with the phone number. Our goal is to provide Prevagen conveniently wherever anyone likes to shop. So give us a call today. Go to Prevagen.com and check out our product and learn more about it online, or just go to the local pharmacy. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the website. Ken and I went there to see what this was all about. There's a lot of great information for those of you who are looking for more info than what we can do in the time constraints we have here. I'd suggest you go to Prevagen, PrevaGen.com, and spend some time there. Learn about how this can affect you, your children, your parents.
A lot of great information about
stuff.
The
yeah.
studies that have been
yeah.
done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark, real briefly, because I know the time is running out, would you talk a little bit more about any safety concerns? Because I would imagine a lot of the listeners would like to do this, but they're a little uneasy about the safety of Prevagen.
We've done extensive studies to demonstrate that Prevagen is safe and effective. The key thing is to remember this is a type of protein that, for one, is already found in nature. It already has a role to help keep brain cells alive longer. We've demonstrated that also in laboratory studies.
Mm-hmm.
We have hundreds of thousands of customers, and we don't have safety issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly something you're welcome to discuss with your physician if you're concerned about interactions with the other medications that you might be on. We understand those things are, you know, complicated, and a physician might need to review.
Are there
but
any
we've had no safety issues.
And are there any interaction concerns with other drugs or supplements?
No, sir. This is you know, since it's a natural protein, it's very much a protein, guys, that you already have inside you.
In your system. All right.
You're just supplementing adding more.
814-0814. Two bottles for the regular price. Third one is free. Check it out online as well. Prevagen.com. Mark Underwood, president of Quincy Biosciences, here on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.